Chapter 11. The increase of Big Brother buildings and transportation. The third place they're installing Big Brother cameras on the ground right now is in buildings. Once again, they're doing even this in secret by and large. That is exactly what we saw last time that the Antichrist is going to do. Let's go back to that text that exposed this evil behavior.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-8. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
So again, as we saw last time, the Apostle Paul comforts the Thessalonians from a misconception going around at that time by some false teachers saying they missed the rapture and we're in the 7-year tribulation. Paul says no. Christians are not going to be around during the 7-year tribulation, we leave prior at the rapture, and he's emphatic about it. He says the day of the Lord does not come until the rebellion occurs and the Antichrist is revealed, which happens the moment he makes a covenant with the Jewish people, the very event that starts the 7-year tribulation, Daniel 9:27. That's why he says don't be deceived. Don't you remember I already told you this? Why are you falling for this? Hello? You can't be there. Christians are nowhere around in the 7-year tribulation. We leave prior at the rapture. So, don't freak out and listen to these false teachers. But again, as we saw, he does mention something about the Antichrist that is already here, right now, today. And that's the phrase, the secret power of lawlessness of the Antichrist, is already at work. The embodiment of the Antichrist hasn't come yet, as he says, but the machinery behind the scenes, if you will, is being built as we speak. And it's being done in secret. Again, not just Big Brother Eye in the sky with satellites, but Big Brother Eye on the ground with cameras in the cities and streets, and again, as I just mentioned, even in the buildings. The Antichrist is not dumb. He's got every base covered. He knows there's going to be resistors in the 7-year tribulation. He knows not everybody is going to obey. So, he's developing a system to make sure nobody can get away. Including those who might say something like this, okay, so maybe they'll find me in the cities and in the streets, but I'll show them. I'll just stay inside buildings and hide out and they can't get me. Ha! 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 Really? Have you noticed just how many cameras are being installed in just about every building in existence for the past several years? They're all over the place. And the first place they're putting them in is the workplace. That's right. Just to make sure you're a so-called productive worker, millions of cameras and other devices are being installed and utilized in businesses around the world, even here in the United States. In fact, here's just one news report explaining the rationale for this constant monitoring of you and I in the workplace.
CBS This Morning. Some companies this morning are starting to monitor their employees more closely than ever. A recent New York Times article highlights the technology that allows your performance to be tracked in real time. Nick, I kind of have to say this, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Explain the technology here.
How does this work? Nicholas Thompson.
There's a lot of technology going on, but what these companies are doing is they are tracking their employees when they come in, when they leave, when they take breaks.
That's sort of the most basic level.
A lot of companies are tracking their employees through apps on their phones.
When they leave, they can be aware of where they go.
If they are in sales, it can be very helpful, which can be creepy. Some companies are tracking all the sites they are visiting on their browser, see their stroke as they type it in. And then other companies are having real-time feedback on employees. For example, at Amazon, if you want to say something to one of your employees, as their manager, either praise or criticism, you can immediately do that. This technology is set up to allow you to do that.
It's constant monitoring all the time.
CBS Good Morning, they're not putting a chip behind my ear.
Nicholas Thompson, nobody has done that, but in due course, once the technology does exist, it will be used.
Yeah, real funny. First you monitor us like a rat, as he said, constant monitoring all the time, but an implanted chip is coming next. It's called soft disclosure, getting you used to the idea of what's coming. But listen to all the different ways they're currently monitoring us at work.
Every action is recorded as an information block with subtitles that explain the performed operation. This helps track the actions of workers, especially when they are making critical financial transactions, such as correcting or cancelling a sale, withdrawing money, or altering personal information.
In fact, here's a list of other actions an employer might want to monitor you. Scanning of goods, selection of goods, introduction of price and quantity. Input and output of operators in the system when entering passwords. Deleting operations and modifying existing documents. Implementation of certain operations, such as financial statements or operations with cash. Moving goods, revaluation, scrapping and counting. Control in the kitchen of fast food restaurants. Change of settings, reports and other official functions. In other words, monitoring everything. And lest you think that's not their plan, listen to this: each of these operations is transmitted with a description, allowing the detailed monitoring of all actions of the operator, and some systems allow the user, i.e. the employer or whoever, to search for a specific event by date, time, text description and evaluate operator behavior and predict deviations from the standard, and record behavior. In other words, everything you do. Like the guy said, constant monitoring all the time. Welcome to Rat World. In fact, this isn't just being done to adults but even young adults. The second place they're putting cameras in buildings is in the schools. And one of the countries taking this to an extreme level is, of course, China.
Mega fun. A high school in Hangzhou City, Zhejiang Province, located on the eastern coast of China, has employed facial recognition technology to monitor students' attentiveness in class. At Hangzhou No. 11 High School, three cameras at the front of the classroom scan students' faces every 30 seconds, analyzing their facial expressions to detect their mood, according to a May 16 report in the state-run newspaper The Paper. The different moods, surprised, sad, antipathy, angry, happy, afraid, neutral, are recorded and averaged during each class. A display screen, only visible to the teacher, shows the data in real time. A certain value is determined as a student not paying enough attention. A video shot by Zhejiang Daily Press revealed that the system, coined the Smart Classroom Behavior Management System by the school, also analyzes students' actions, categorized into reading, listening, writing, standing up, raising hands, and leaning on the desk. An electronic screen also displays a list of student names deemed not paying attention. The school began using the technology at the end of March, Vice Principal Zhang Guanchao told the paper. Zhang added that students felt like they were being monitored when the system was first put in place, but have since gotten used to it. On Sina Weibo, a social media platform similar to Twitter, one user from Beijing said, "This is more frightening than being in prison." Many users felt the school was violating these students' basic rights with such monitoring.
Yeah, a non-stop electronic prison. Better not get out of line. One student stated this: since the school has introduced these cameras, it is like there are a pair of mystery eyes constantly watching me. I don't dare let my mind wander. Mystery eyes. Of all terms to use. The same Greek word mysterion used to describe the secret workings of the Antichrist in the last days. Where have I heard that before? In fact, China is also enforcing, in their schools, what's called smart uniforms that students have to wear with GPS tracking to surveil the students. First on the outside, then maybe on the inside, then they go on to say, the Chinese regime has championed a nationwide system of security cameras, called Skynet, that uses facial recognition and other artificial intelligence features to gather personal information on passersby in real time, with plans to cover the entire country by 2020. Wow. Have fun trying to run and hide in China in the 7-year tribulation. You ain't going nowhere. You better get saved and avoid the whole thing. In fact, it's so bad there that people have had their dogs taken away for not being on a leash. Announcements are being made on public transit to not misbehave or it will affect their social score, and of course never complain about the government. But hey, good thing it's only being done in China. Yeah, right.
In Britain, New Zealand, Australia, and even in the United States, CCTV is widely used in schools right now to prevent bullying, vandalism, monitoring visitors, and maintaining a record in the event of a crime.
Cameras are generally in hallways, parking lots, front offices where students, employees, and parents come and go, gymnasiums, cafeterias, supply rooms, and classrooms.
Again, just about everywhere, and it's increasing, just like China. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, more than 80% of public schools, and more than 94% of high schools, in the U.S. use security cameras to monitor students, doubling the number of schools using cameras a decade earlier, and they have become the cornerstones of school safety and security plans. In other words, it's all here to keep you safe. Yeah, right. But that's not all. The third place they're putting cameras in buildings is in the public. I'm talking about just about every place you can think of as being monitored with cameras. Nowadays, even in places you wouldn't even think of. Again, not just in China but here in the US, here's just a quick list of places. Sporting events. Restaurants. Hotels. Fast food chains. Shops. Grocery stores. Restrooms. Lounges. Hallways. Businesses. Exit/entryways. Warehouses/docks. Loading/unloading areas. Reception areas. Waiting rooms. Work environment. Customer interaction points. Banks and ATMs. Even secluded areas. Such as parking lots, back alleys, dumpsters, you name it. All being monitored, and a lot of it being combined with facial recognition technology, just like China, to be able to recognize you wherever you go. Give it up for Facebook, they've got a lot of photos to choose from. In fact, there are so many cameras out there in the public arena, right now, including hidden cameras that other companies are now selling hidden camera detectors that you can buy to see just how many different ways we're being spied upon secretly. Where have I heard that before? Here's just one of them they offer.
Spy Finder Pro commercial. Now, more than ever, our privacy is under attack because there are tiny hidden cameras watching and recording us all the time everywhere, even in our most intimate moments without our knowledge. These tiny cameras are found all the time in dressing rooms, hotel rooms, public bathrooms, apartments, locker rooms, and places you didn't think possible. This Spy Finder Pro puts an end to privacy concerns and invasion by instantly uncovering all hidden camera lenses that are spying on you. This easy-to-use pocket-sized detector can go along with you anywhere. To use this Spy Finder Pro, look through the viewfinder while pushing the button on top to activate the 6 super bright LED strobe lights. These special red lights are specifically engineered to bounce off the reflective surface, which all camera lenses have, no matter how big or small they may be. In a slow sweeping motion, scan the room, look at all surfaces until you are confident the room is clean and clear of potential hidden cameras. Even if the camera is turned off, you'll clearly see that the camera lens is blinking back at you at 45 feet away. Put a stop to the invasion of your privacy before it starts. Get your Spy Finder Pro now.
And find how many ways you're being spied upon in the public wherever you go secretly with hidden cameras on coffee cups, speakers, alarm clocks, you name it, they're all there watching you, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The secret power of lawlessness is already at work. Have fun trying to run and hide. You might want to get saved and avoid the whole thing. The fourth place they're installing Big Brother cameras on the ground is in the transportation. You see, you might still be one of those resistors out there thinking you don't need Jesus and you're the ultimate survivor and you're just going to hide out in the 7-year tribulation, and you don't need God, saying something like this, okay, so maybe they'll find me in the cities and in the streets and even in the buildings. But I'll show them. That's why I bought my piece of property out in the middle of nowhere and built my own bug-out shelter. I'm just going to go hop in my car or Jeep or whatever and hide away. Ha! 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 They can't get me. Really? You really think that Antichrist hasn't thought of that? You ain't going nowhere. They're also installing cameras in just about every piece of transportation you can think of. And the first place they're putting them in right now is public transport. Starting with taxis and buses.
RT News reports. Big Brother is set for a ride in Oxford in taxis if local authorities have their way and install audio surveillance in every cab in the British city. In Oxford, surveillance cameras are everywhere, and now in a city council scheme, taxis will become the latest target of state bugging operations. Over the next few years, licensed cabs will be required to install equipment monitoring both driver and passenger. It's a fact of life in towns and city across the UK. You are being watched wherever you go. In the high streets, in shops, and public transports. Buses already have video and sound recording. Taxi passengers will be recorded too. But some who fear that their safety late at night are reassured, others see it as a staggering invasion of privacy. There's always that sort of fear that this is a prison.
Yeah, an electronic prison set up by the Antichrist. Where you say something like, "Hey Bob, I just got in a taxi or bus, and I'll meet you at the bug-out shelter that we wasted thousands of dollars on, 'cause we don't need God." You ain't going nowhere. And this is not just happening to Britain's public transport, it's happening here in the US as well. In Montgomery County buses, cameras do more than capture what they see. Many cameras also record what they hear, a little-known function that bothers civil liberties advocates. Maryland Transit Administration began audio recording in October on buses in and around Baltimore and hopes to expand that to about half of the agency's 700 buses by the summer. In San Francisco, buses and trains have both audio and video recording, with the audio devices always running. In Atlanta, transit officials are adding video and audio recording to buses and will put them on trains next. The stated intention of the system is to capture what people say. And the systems are always recording, being saved on the system's hard drive. One person tried to excuse this away by saying, "Well, if you're not doing anything, you have nothing to worry about." That's not the point. People often have very private conversations in public if they think no one can hear them. But not anymore. And you know, a private conversation like this, "Hey Bob, I'm glad you got on this bus with me. And as soon as we make it to our bug-out shelter we wasted thousands of dollars on 'cause we don't need God, you ain't going nowhere." But you might be thinking, "Well yeah. That's precisely why I'm not going to use public transit to get me to my bug-out shelter. I'm going to use my own vehicle and get away. Ha. 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 They can't get me. Really? When will you learn? Haven't you been paying attention?" The second place they're putting cameras in is private transport. That's right. Your own car isn't going to be safe either. The only way out of this mess is through Jesus. Did you know you likely have a black box in your car that records information? I didn't either. They were made mandatory for all new vehicles as of September 2014 but have been placed in vehicles since the 1990s. Did you know that? And speaking of mandatory, it has now become mandatory to put rear-view cameras in our cars, for our safety of course.
What used to be a luxury, rear-view cameras on cars, are now mandatory. The NHTSA issued the regulation today. All new cars including trucks and buses require rear-view visibility by 2018. Consumer groups and families have been pushing for this for a number of years. Too many people, especially children, are being hit in back over accidents. Those are great, I have them on my car.
Yeah, handy, when I wanted one, but now I don't have an option of what? Having a camera in my car. First get us used to it, then make it mandatory. And it's not just cameras in the rear, it's cameras in the front, including those dash cams that everybody's just got to have, you know, just in case there's an accident. Believe it or not, there's talk of making those mandatory too.
Game Changer reports, for this guy, February 13, 2016 is a day he will never forget.
On this day, on Marcos Highway, Baguio City, this happened.
He was on his motorcycle, going down the highway, when someone in the other lane decided to pass the car in front of them and run head-on into the motorcycle.
It totally destroyed the motorcycle, and almost killed the rider, Gennard.
Despite the brutality of the accident, Gennard made it out alive.
But his problems were far from over.
The SUV driver tried to point the blame on Gennard. Fortunately, there was an unbiased witness with a dash cam video that captured the whole incident.
Thanks to the dash cam, a lot of he said, she said can now be resolved.
For the longest time, journalist James Diggan has been pushing for the mandatory installation of dash cams across all kinds of vehicles. Game Changer reports, James, let's talk about your advocacy.
Do you think dash cams should be made mandatory?
James Diggan, it eliminates so many problems on the road, I think it should just be a standard feature. 6.
First, it's an option, then it's mandatory. You have no option. And this is not only being done in the Philippines where that news broadcast was from, but all over the place. 72% of Aussie drivers want dash cams to be mandatory. And get this, Russia is currently the largest user of dash cams where almost every vehicle is equipped with a dash cam. Even here in the US, we are showing signs of going even further with not only being able to see and hear what we say and do in our cars, but even controlling our cars. A whole new younger generation is being conditioned to accept this. It'll make you go hum.
Hum commercial. This is your daughter, and she just got her driver's license. Oh boy. But don't worry, you have got hum. So, you can set this, the speed on her car, so if she speeds you can tell her to drive more like this, very slowly like she has a couple grandmas in the back seat. Because you will get a speed alert on your smartphone. You can even set boundaries for her. Like if she should be in school but instead, she goes to the beach, or to a club, or necking with her boyfriend on your couch, you'll know. So, don't worry mom, because you put this, hum in her car. Hum by Verizon to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected.
Yeah, connected to the Antichrist system that's going to use this in the 7-year tribulation to find any and all resistors who are trying to flee some horrible situation. He'll stop your car dead in its tracks. And speaking of tracks, most people don't even realize that there's already technology being used on our cars to track them, even if somehow you could avoid having all these cameras being put on your car. It's called automated license plate tracking or readers, and every car has to have one of those, a license plate, right? New or old. Got to have one. And this technology has not only been around for years, but it's already been implemented around the world for years.
Automatic license plate readers are mounted on police cars or on objects like road signs and bridges, and they use small, high-speed cameras to photograph thousands of plates per minute. The information captured by the readers includes the license plate number, the date and time, and location of every scan is being collected and sometimes pulled into regional sharing systems. 7.
In other words, into huge databases. And approximately 71% of all U.S. police departments use some form of automated plate readers. They collect, and can indefinitely store, data from each license plate, as well as images, dates, times, and GPS coordinates of individuals being tracked. You ain't going nowhere, and they're putting this technology in some pretty suspicious places, like this desert feature we're familiar with here in Las Vegas.
Fox 10 News reports. Now the town of Paradise Valley is hiding cameras inside cactus. These cactus cameras have been popping up throughout Paradise Valley over the past few days, and residents, they had no idea why. The city doesn't want to talk to them about it. Look close enough at the cactus as you drive through Paradise Valley, and you might see some cacti looking back.
I have lived here 30 years and I have never seen cameras in the cactus before.
And the residents are curious about what the cameras are for.
Your guess is as good as mine.
And when I stopped here, I thought that you all knew what it was.
We asked Paradise Valley Police about the cameras, but they said they were not prepared to make a statement at this time, so we came here to Town Hall, where people were also hesitant to talk to us. They say they want to wait until all the cameras are installed. But eventually the town manager did answer some of our questions.
The town is embarking on the installation of license plate readers.
Town manager Kevin Burks says the cameras run license plates on cars against a hot list database. If the car is stolen or a subject of an Amber Alert, the police will be notified.
As well as if you try to flee some horrible time frame like the 7-year tribulation and try to make it to your so-called bug-out shelter that you and Bob wasted thousands of dollars on because you don't need God. How many times do I have to say it? You ain't going nowhere. Get saved now. The whole transportation system is being monitored. No wonder it's going to be a bloodbath in the 7-year tribulation. But still you might be thinking, okay, I'm just going to go on foot. I'll skip the whole vehicle thing and just run to my bug-out shelter. Well, first of all, let's go back to China and how I said before, I believe they're one of the biggest countries that's a testing ground for much of this Big Brother technology that the Antichrist is going to use in the last days. Remember their social credit system that they put into place to not only control and monitor their citizens but to control what they buy and sell. Well, if China can do that with their 1.4 billion people population, then the rest of the world is a piece of cake, right? And believe it or not, social credit ratings are already being implemented here in the US. The Palms Hotel in Las Vegas is using a social media scoring system to provide perks to guests. Twitter announced they are instituting a new social score for every user based on influence. And Virgin Airlines has announced they will use these scores to determine upgrades and even pricing. And speaking of totalitarian communist regimes, recently a Florida Democrat congresswoman, Fredrika Wilson called to shut people down who voiced their opinion online saying, "We're gonna shut them down." Why? Because, making fun of lawmakers should be a criminal offense. This ain't China, lady. And again, for those of you who think, I'm just going to run to my so-called bug-out shelter and escape this totalitarian regime, China's plans for this has gone global. They've even figured out how not only to spy on their own citizens, but on any citizen of any country who's purchased any one of their drones.
Fox News reports. The Department of Homeland Security says Chinese-made drones could be spying on you, then sending the information back to the Chinese government. Michael Pillsbury is author of The 100-Year Marathon, a fantastic book, about the secret strategy on how to replace America as the global superpower, and we are happy to have him on again tonight. Mr. Pillsbury, thank you again for joining us. Is this a credible concern?
Yes, I think it is. It's what Homeland Security is pointing out, is that these drones, and by the way, there are over 2 million now operating in the United States, 80% of which are made in China by basically one company. All these drones have hookups to the internet, and they go to servers in China. So, every time you use a drone to check a pipeline or check your ranch, how the cattle are, all that feed is going back to China. And with artificial intelligence, if the Chinese want to, they could assemble a picture of a large part of America, what is happening with airline flights, crops, nuclear reactors, anything they want.
Whoa. So much for running to your bug-out shelter. You should have got saved and avoided the whole thing. There's no place to hide now. Even China's going to be watching you from the other side of the planet. In fact, they're doing this all around the world.
2 out of every 3 drones used around the world are manufactured by government-controlled Chinese companies. And consensus is that some 75% of US government security cameras are manufactured in China.
And this is why right now Australia is currently freaking out over the number of Chinese cameras in their cities and even their military bases.
Australian officials have determined that Chinese cameras are in use in their Army Forces Command, Air Force Air Command, Navy Strategic Command, and Army Special Operations HQ.
They're worried that China may actually be tapping into the images and using the data to spy on or even affect their election results. The elephant in the room concern is that Communist China can track Australia's entire military operation. And recently, here in the US, Congress just passed the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019, which prohibited cameras made by certain Chinese companies from being used in surveillance on US soil. The reasoning was that China would be able to do surveillance in the US as they suspect they've been doing in Australia, and the commonality of all this is that these cameras all use the internet. Which means some person could tap into the whole system and watch the whole planet all at the same time. Gee, I wonder who that will be. As one guy said, all this is clearly prophesied in the Bible, and this all-encompassing system will be run by none other than Satan himself. That's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to a life of ease and personal joy, but a system that monitors every man, woman, girl or boy. You won't be able to escape. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?